News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Joined in studio by Fianna Fáil Justice spokesperson Jim O'Callaghan. Jim, good morning.
Morning.
We're talking about this Garda report, an unpublished Garda report revealing that Gardaí failing to meet a number of their own key targets in areas such as performance and crime detection. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's an important document. Each year, the Garda Commissioner sets out a policing plan for the forthcoming year, and the policing plan for 2018 was put out at the end of 2017. And what this document shows is that the priorities and commitments that were contained within that policing plan, very many of them have not been met by An Garda Síochána. Now, it's not all bad news. There's some areas where there's satisfactory performance, where it shows that the Gardaí are achieving their targets. But there's a lot of areas and activities which are referred to as being incomplete or unsatisfactory. So it's a matter of concern. Like, I believe there is reform in An Garda Síochána. It is taking place. It's happening at a slow pace, unfortunately. But I think it's important that we constantly keep an eye on An Garda Síochána through the policing authority and through the Minister for Justice, who's politically responsible, to ensure that these reforms are taking place.
Is this a question of unrealistic targets, or is it a question of Garda performance, or a bit of both?
It could be a bit of both. And in fairness, there's a perceptive senior civil servant who makes a comment in the document, which is a document generated in the Department of Justice, saying that maybe the Gardaí are overestimating their capacity to deliver, or alternatively, they're underestimating the resources required to deliver on the commitments. So it could be one or the other. Like, obviously, when the Gardaí put out their policing plan for a year, they have to be careful that they don't, they're not overly ambitious. They need to set out targets which are achievable more than targets that are overly ambitious, because they're going to be identified and caught at the end of it as to whether or not they meet those targets. And we heard yesterday, unfortunately, that very many of those targets for 2018 won't actually be met in the year. Won't be met till next year.
The aspect of it, though, that's the latter, that it's about Garda performance, that's the one that'll really worry people. Not the issue of unrealistic expectations, but rather that realistic expectations are not being met.
Yeah, that would be a concern. But in fairness to An Garda Síochána, I believe that reform is coming there. And part of the reason why reform is being achieved is because the Gardaí are being exposed to public scrutiny and public vigilance. For instance, the policing authority every number of months hauls in the Garda Commissioner and other senior members of An Garda Síochána and grills them on their performance. And also in terms of the policing plan for each individual year, the policing authority gives a publication on whether or not it believes the targets are being attained within the policing plan. So listen, it's like any entity. If you take your attention off it, people probably get relaxed and think, sure, they're all talking about Brexit or something now. It's really important that we keep our focus on reform within An Garda Síochána to ensure that it happens.
Is there a sense with some of these targets, and I don't want to use the word that they get a free pass in terms of not meeting them, but that there's a sense that, look, there is a reform agenda already happening and you've got to bear with it, and really the proof of how well that will work will take a couple of years to kind of come through the wash?
Yeah, well, some of the targets are being met. I don't want you to think that the report is all negative, but like, for instance, the ones,
but about half of them aren't.
Yeah, you're correct. In terms of confronting crime, the ones that aren't being met is that detection rates across almost all crime types are behind. They talk about how definition and awareness of hate crime is not being materialised. They talk about how target of a decrease in instance of assault by the year end is unlikely to be met. So like, that is a matter of concern, but like, some of it has to do with resources as well. For instance, like, the most developing type of criminality is in the whole area of cybercrime. And one of the findings in this report is that the Cybercrime Garda Bureau has not materialised due in the main because of the lack of accommodation and resources. So like, a lot of money is spent on An Garda Síochána, but if we want to ensure that there's reform in areas such as Garda cybercrime bureaus, we need to ensure that they're adequately resourced for that.
So would you then, as if Minister for Justice, resist claims for increased Garda pay so that money could go to cybercrime detection?
Well, I think we need to be careful about the Garda budget. Like, next year we're going to be spending 1.76 billion on the Gardaí. Like, we don't have an endless pit of money in this country that we can just keep throwing money at a problem. But obviously, like, the Gardaí got a pay rise recently. I don't think the pay rise issue is an issue within this, but like, what needs to be done is that the money needs to be adequately managed, and when there is need for resources, such as for specific units of the development of the Garda Cybercrime Bureau, well, that has to be provided by government.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask about confidence supply, high, because you made the point recently, look, that with all the uncertainty around Brexit, and there certainly is uncertainty there, that the talks must end, I think, by Christmas was the deadline that you had kind of yourself felt should be there. Are we going to have it all done and dusted in the next 2 weeks?
I presumed it was going to be concluded by Christmas. It may be. In fairness to the two groups who are in talks, I don't think undue pressure should be put on them. I think everyone recognises that there's no prospect, and it would be insane for this country to have an election in advance of the chaos over in England being sorted out. But listen, I think the talks are going well. Both respective parties will come back to their leaders and parliamentary parties in due course. We'll hear what
when is
up
due
to.
Course? What are you hearing?
I would have hoped it would have been by Christmas. But listen, if it's not by Christmas, it's not the end of the world. You know, nothing's going to happen here electorally in terms of an election, certainly before the chaos in England is sorted out. And we'll engage with each other and we'll see what happens.
All right, on that note, Fianna Fáil's Justice spokesperson, Jim O'Callaghan. Jim, thanks a million for coming into us.